Podtech or Sip Show, episode 54 for the week of March 13th, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey guys, welcome back to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I'm your guest host, Phantom Get.
And I'm also the guest host, Marksman 911.
And here we are again with the tip show coming up here, and this is where we talk about gameplay tips for Halo 2, where we help you guys level up and stay there. We're going to be going through lots of awesome tips here, covering general tips, covering lots of stuff about our map of the month, being Midship this month. Woo! Awesome map.
Midship.
Yeah, sure.
We'll be covering stuff for every different game type for that, from Team Slayer to CTF to, you know, even stuff like Oddball and King of the Hill and all kinds of stuff on that. But we got lots of general tips. Lots of general tips. So it's going to take a little while to get there. But we got some, I mean, it's going to be worth it because we got some such awesome general tips coming up.
What else can you expect from the latest and the greatest Podtacular?
Yeah.
There you go. Now, we're doing a little bit of different format, just to let you guys know. I'm going to be going through all the tips, and we're going to be having the same conversation as normal. So, you know, all the talking about all the stuff going on, and we'll see where it leads us. So, try this out. Well, starting off, we got some general tips here. And to start off that, we got one from Trevor A., who says a tip of his is to switch your settings on your controller to green thumb because this enables you to hit fast. If you're in a firefight, you're not going to need the scope that fast. So that's his tip on that. What do you guys think about green thumb?
I've never played with it.
No?
Yeah, I've never used green thumb, ever.
You know, I've heard this a lot lately, though, that green thumb is a really awesome setup because I guess it gives you easier access to the melee and crouching and stuff like that. Honestly, I haven't looked at it either, so all three of us are kind of in the dark on this. But, you know, apparently it has a lot of advantages. In fact, the next guy, a soccer player, he agrees with him. He says, hey, guys, I had a question for you all. I use the green thumb button configuration. Here's a green bum. Zooming and melee are reversed. It enables the user to hit moving and jumping people because they don't have to take their thumb off the right control stick. It also allows the person to adjust the enemy's position more easily without switching from B to the control stick and back. The strategy seems so much simpler. I know it makes it hard to do combos like BXB and BYB and stuff like that, and the rocket sword cancel, but I think the benefits definitely outweigh the drawbacks. Please give me your opinion on this button configuration and tell me if anyone else uses it. He said he had a question. I don't know what that is. But anyway, that sounds pretty cool, actually, because especially since crouching, I'm sure you guys agree with me that crouching can sometimes be a pain when you're trying to crouch and walk long distances.
Oh, that drives me crazy.
You're holding it down, and you're like, ow, my thumb. You know?
I uncrouch for random reasons and end up getting a headshot because that's where they're aiming. Just, what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. That reminds me of that one a while back where that guy was talking about how if you're having a BR battle with someone and you crouch. Yeah, dude.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I do that. You just keep hitting crouch button every, like, 1 or 1.5 seconds, and it takes off their headshots. When I heard that, I started trying it, and it actually works pretty well.
Awesome. Wow,
yeah.
Cool. Okay.
I was used to, because that's what I'm used to, ever since Halo 1.
Yeah, I use default controls, too, because I'm used to it. And I worry that if I switch to green thumb, I'm going to have so much difficulty adjusting to it. But it sounds like it's worth it, you know, with being able to crouch independently of the controller and being able to, because when like pressing down on the thumbstick, you'd think you'd only want to do that once and not hold it down, you know?
Yeah. But you like, I've played like the Call of Duty 2 demo, mm-hmm. and it's crazy because I'm like, I'm trying to zoom, mm-hmm. and it's meleeing someone, and I'm like, no, I just meleeed my own teammate. God, crap.
I know what you're talking about, dude. The Call of Duty 2. You're like zooming in with the left thumb, the left trigger, and yeah, it's kind of tricky getting used to that. But on to one from Zero Radio here. He says he's talking about steps to trick down a D-leveler to stop D-leveling. Dude, this is pretty sweet. Okay, first of all, he's saying, first of all, throw down the F-bomb a couple times, right? Then just repeatedly, in other words, call him gay. In other words, start talking trash about him. Tell him he sucks at Halo. He's giving you straightforward tips right here. He'll respond saying, oh, yeah, well, let's go head-to-head. And you respond by saying, you're not even worth my time. And he'll say, fine, I'm going to show you how good I am. And then he'll try to come out of the negatives, out of anger. Your team might win. He said, it works. Trust me, this actually happened to me. In other words, try to piss him off so much that he actually plays to try to win. To prove to you how good he is.
He means gay in the G-H-E-Y.
Yes. Yeah. We don't want to offend any of our homosexual Halo 2 players.
I came back from, like, what, episode 20? I don't
even yeah, that's know. Like back in the day, man. Yeah.
Back when you still had Blogspot.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. So that's pretty cool. Jared 2001 writes in saying, I was listening to the 50th episode the other night, and I noticed you guys said rocket canceling was taken out of Halo True, which is not true. It's still possible, only much, much more difficult. To pull off the ever-so-famous rocket cancel, you must push one of your thumbs over X, Y, and B buttons, the left one works best, and rapidly tap them at the same time while pulling the right trigger rapidly. This can be done without tapping the buttons, but has to be timed perfectly, requires lots and lots of practice. If you can master that one-tap timing, it can be done with sniper rifles.
Oh my God. It works. It does. I do it all the time when I do glitch games.
Do you really?
I don't have enough hand-eye coordination.
Except instead of doing that, my right finger is so slow. I switch mine to southpaw stating, and I use my right thumb for X, Y, B, and I tap the left trigger with my left trigger finger really fast, and it works. It only works.
Go ahead. No, that's cool.
Okay. It only works in certain places, though. Otherwise, your sword will just come out, and you'll move a couple inches.
My reflexes aren't that good. I could never do that.
See, my reflexes aren't good enough to just, like, switch to another button format on the fly. I would, like, totally be so used to the default format.
Same here.
Yeah. When you change southpaw, it only changes your R and left trigger, though. It just changes shoot to grenade and grenade to shoot.
Okay. I guess that's not a big deal. You can just switch that
over. Then there's the thumbstick modifiers where you can, like, zoom. I remember I was playing these huge original Xbox controllers one time, and I ended up trying to switch to southpaw just because I couldn't look or move or anything with the other one. It's just like, work.
Those big ones, I can't handle those things. They're like huge.
The first gen.
The Duke, man, those things are great.
It's like holding a basketball.
I know, man, but something about them, I don't know.
I know. I still have two of those from back at launch, an S controller and a wireless one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I use S's.
Okay, like, here's, like, a very general tip. If you do still have Duke controllers, you can sell them on eBay for mad money. Because people actually like those things more so than the S controllers, and you can't buy them in the stores anymore. So
they're crazy.
There you go, man.
That's awesome.
There you go. Good tip right there.
Too small.
Have you seen the really small controllers? They're smaller than the S ones. They're in the black and white buttons. Yeah, they're like
Microtech controller. Those drive crazy.
Yeah, the Pelican ones. Yeah.
My friend bought like four of those, and they're like these like super bounce controllers, and they're so small. I'm like holding them, and I'm trying to melee someone, and I'm jumping at the same time. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Put one hand over the whole thing.
No, you could.
It's like a little keychain.
Smaller than my cat.
That'd be nice, man. You go to your friend's house. Oh, hang on. Let me get my keys out and play. Like, all right, here we go. I got my controller.
Exactly.
Crazy.
That's where cell phones are going to be sooner or later.
Oh, I know. Huh? You just plug your cell phone into your Xbox. Okay, so
cool.
So we got one from a veggie burger who says, just a little thing about mods, guys. He says, some mods are really cool, but nonetheless unfair. Sure, flying around in a Warthog can be cool, but only if you are the one in it. To all of you modders listening, go to xbconnect.com and download the program, follow the instructions for setup. Once there, they have a section for Halo 2 and also a section for Halo 2 mods in which to host games. Take your mods to the special section, not on XBL. Dude, what an awesome idea. That's a great way.
I can't stand getting modded because it's like you're taking away my levels so you as a noob can make yourself look better.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me. There's no leaderboards anymore. You'd think with no leaderboards it would cut down on modding.
It's great because then like a level 25 can just go in and just destroy him, and he can be like a 47 or something like that.
Yeah, but dude, who cares? What's the 47 if you didn't earn it? That's what I'm saying, you know? Anyway, but modders, you guys got your place right there. You can join in on this is made for modding. You guys can check out each other's mods, all that stuff. Have fun. Leave us alone. You know?
Yeah. Honest. Yeah. Straight up.
In custom games, I hate those spawn mod things. Like he'll just be sitting there shooting in the face, and you can't do anything. You get like one bullet.
Oh my gosh, those are the worst. Spawn mods are definitely the worst.
Annoying.
Caboose gave me a tip for, like, as soon as your respawn counter hits zero, just, like, hammer the
hold A
and you'll bounce behind him.
You don't even have to hammer it. You can just hold A while you're spawning, and right when you come back, you'll jump up in the air really high. And you might get one chance to throw a grenade or fire a shot down upon him.
Or assassinate him if you jump in the right direction.
Yeah.
Worth a try. Well, on to one from Rex1990, who says, I found out that when you're in a tank, both Human and Covenant, you can take less damage when you get hit in the back by a rocket than when you do when you get hit in the front or the sides. So he's found it very useful to have your back to any attacker that you face so that you don't die as fast. Now, we probably all know, but for those noobs out there, you can actually turn the turret on the tank so that you can kind of go backwards with your turret facing the opposite direction. But FYI.
Yeah, hard.
We all know that the most of the time it takes two rockets to kill a tank, but this one is only half true. After testing this out in custom games, I find it takes three rockets to the back. And because of this, the rocket guy will have to reload before firing off the last shot. And when he's reloading, that will give you time you need to take him out of the game.
That doesn't make sense to me. It's like you'd think they'd armor the front of the tank more than they would the back.
Yeah.
I cannot count how many times I've gone on just levels with wraiths and stuff like that, and I just go up to a dual SMGs and a couple stickies, stick it twice, dual SMGs, and he'll just get wasted. And every time he boosts, just jump over him and start shooting right on the back, and he can really never get to you. And I just found it so many times that happens, and people get so mad about it, and they don't notice how hard it is to kill someone when they're so close that when you boost, you can just jump over them without a problem.
Yeah, true.
If you really want to just kill tanks for fun, go play Halo 1 with infinite grenades, snipers, and rocket launchers. You will have so much fun. It's crazy.
Infinite grenades, we miss you. Come back.
Yeah, it got annoying after a while. Your friend just throws about 40 or 50 in your general
direction.
That's
what I do. I'd sit there and I'd just throw random stickies, and like half of them would actually stick. And I'd just be like, ah-ha.
Yeah,
the
really.
The pistol on Halo 1 is so annoying when I play it, actually, compared to Halo 2. I'm just going crazy while my friends just shoot me halfway across the map with this thing. Yeah. Perfect aim.
What the heck?
So, Giza says, number one, well, the best general tip would be to stay behind walls when there's a big firefight. Listen to the sound of the shots, and when they stop, come out from hiding and shoot them. This works well in places with multiplayer rooms or walls. Thanks, he says that's the best general tip he can think of. What do you guys think of that? Obviously... Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Me either.
I'm a real just head-on guy. Like, even in, like, team training games, I was playing team ball once. It was on turf, and I just ran into the garage, killed everyone with two grenades and SMG. The last guy got a triple kill and got the ball. It was funny.
It's good, if you're getting hit, though, right?
Well, yeah.
A little bit. You might want to hide till your shields come up, but... Either way, if he's smart, he could find a well-placed grenade off a wall or something and destroy you without a problem.
If you're right in the corner, yeah.
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 I would just watch your teammates fight him if you can. BR or throw grenades and kill them with your teammates. Because if they get your teammates double-teamed to one, you might as well get one of them with them.
I guess it depends on the game type and the map, right? Because if you're playing on a MLG game, then you get somebody starts on the BR on you and you can't find where it's coming from, so you got to hide behind a corner. And you got to try to get, get your shields recharged so you can try to come out and hopefully find where they're coming from so at least you can get the first shot off in the next round.
But, like, most for Rubble Pit and Team Slayer, I couldn't disagree more. If your friends are getting shot up, get in there and help them. I mean, come on. It's a team game.
Yeah,
and
totally.
For Rumble Pit, you want those kills. Now, don't let the other guy go get them. You get in there and go kill the guys.
That's the problem with me. I completely suck at Rumble Pit, and I just get kills stolen everywhere. At the end of the game, you'll see Marksman, it'll be like 5 kills, 300 some assists, and everyone will be like, yeah, we wasted. I'm like, what? I gave you those. You took them.
Kill stealing is the name of the game on Rumble Pit, man.
Sniper Evo gets so mad when people steal his kills.
That's all Rumble Pit's about, man.
Yeah.
Well, moving on to, he also says, he says it also helps to have two walls and hide behind one. When the gunshot stops, shoot at the other person or team while running to the other wall. And you have a good chance of not getting hit because of the fact that you're moving. I don't know. Same thing. If you have a sword, he says, do not take it out in the open. It basically means, I have the sword, come kill me now and get my weapon. Only use it when you're close enough to lunge, and it's good to use when a lot of people are in a swarm. They'll fight each other, and when you go in and take them out one by one. That's the problem with that, is you take them out one by one.
The you get like a game delay after you hit someone with a sword, and if there's a teammate around, he can most likely just slap you in the face, and you'll go down.
That's the thing.
If you like the other, like walking out in the open with a sword, I agree that it's basically just like putting a sticky note on the front of you that says "kick me."
Yeah.
And someone's gonna come and read that and say, "Hey, look, bang."
Yeah, it just takes a little bit of practice, guys, to be able to switch weapons, shoot the sword, and then switch back. Just practice that, like, in one custom game, and you'll have it down.
I had this one kid that I did that to, and he's like, how is he killing me with the sword? He doesn't even pull it out. And I'm just laughing at him. I'm like, I'm just hiding it. Pull it out right there. He's like, he's not even pulling out the sword, and he's getting me. And he's going crazy over it.
Just YRY, you know?
Yeah. It's these noobs that have no idea what you're doing, and you're just owning them.
Yep. So number three, if you have a Brute Plasma Rifle, try to only use it very close to close range. It shoots faster, and it does more damage close up than a normal plasma rifle. If you have a normal one, try to shoot it after a good whacking, and then with another weapon, like the plasma pistol. It should take out the rest of their health with two shots.
Yeah. That's what I noticed in Halo 2, is like every human weapon has like a counterpart on the Covenant side.
Yeah.
BR is paralleled by the carbine, Magnum, you've got the plasma pistol, SMG, you basically got the normal plasma rifle. I guess shotgun's kind of paralleled by the Brute then.
Well, the Brute can hit harder than the shotgun, definitely, and the carbine, it can actually get the BR. If you have a fast enough finger, you can outdo that BR, dude.
Yeah, I called in and I was like, don't trash the carbine.
Wow, okay. Well, moving on to The Two Cheat, who talks about, he has a whole bunch of stuff here, so.
We haven't seen much stuff from him, have we?
The Two Cheat? Oh, dude, he sends stuff in all the time. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, all the time.
Maybe I just don't pay that much attention.
Yeah, you know those like things that go on for half an hour? That's probably from him.
Yeah, pretty much. Like,
go back to the beginning and listen.
Yeah.
And this is one of them where we got like 2-3 pages here. So yeah.
Oh, man.
The Two Cheat, you know,
wrote a book.
Yeah, you might try starting your own podcast. No,
like plasma grenades.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them here. Definitely.
And his 5 voicemail an episode last time.
Oh yeah, dude, that guy. Oh man, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, start your own podcast. But no, it's cool though. We can send stuff in, and we can kind of pare it down and get to the good stuff. So we'll start with some sniper tips. He says, never go out in the middle. Enough said. Before standing out somewhere in the open, scope the place out before camping there. Definitely. I mean, sniper's a whole different animal than any other weapon, you know?
Yeah.
Sniper's bunk down, get some teammates to cover from front and behind, and just pick them off. And give your teammates support fire if they come close.
Never stop moving.
Yeah, totally.
You gotta change spaces once in a while, unless you control the whole sniper map and you have everything with you.
Try like every time you reload or after every shot if it's a team sniper's game.
One thing I find useful too is to zoom out every now and then zoom twice to get back in 10 times, and then like every 5 seconds or so, zoom out and then zoom, double zoom, and then you know you're looking around and everything. So that way, you just make sure no one's coming up on your radar, because a lot of times people try to get cocky and come up behind snipers and hit them in the back of the head, and if you catch them, then they might be screwed, you know.
It drives me crazy though when I get picked off by somebody who just watched where my sniper bullet came from after I got somebody.
That's where you got to move right after you snipe, you know?
It's in Team Snipers games,
We had this one guy that bounced up on the back of barrel mounts for us, and he had a sniper on there. It was the opposite team we were on, defense, and they had offense. They took the beam rifle, bounced up there, came up behind us, and I saw him right before he shot my teammate. And I took the plasmas from that turret, and I threw a grenade. And since he was zoomed in, he didn't see it from the corner. He zoomed in times 10. He saw the black part around the circle. And it just stuck him right on the face. And he zoomed out. He's like, oh, he blows up.
Nice.
We were laughing at him.
That's crazy.
Okay, well, moving on here. He says, if someone's running around, follow them with your scope for a few seconds and get a feel for their movement. And then shoot when you know you get a headshot. Definitely. Yeah. Try to shoot when you know you get a headshot. Because, you know, if you shoot a body shot and they jump and you miss it and then they get behind cover and you're like, dang it, man.
I can't tell you how many times that's happened just because I'm a really sloppy sniper.
Or sometimes when you shoot someone twice or something like that and they'll go down, their screen will turn from where the shot came from, and they can see your name, and they'll see exactly where you're at, and they'll just go for you.
Okay. Yeah. He says, it's unavoidable in a sniper's match. Camp. It's darn effective, gets you more kills than running around like an idiot, but don't camp too long in the same place or go back to the same place, you know, after that, after dying.
Yeah.
You might as well beg the other team to kill you, pretty much.
Basically what I said, yep.
Yeah.
It's been said before.
That's the way sniping works, so, yeah. Okay, moving on to some basic assault tips he has here. I'm just going to go through kind of one or two of each. He says, I don't know, it might not work for you, but to whip my team into a frenzy, I like to scream, "We must protect this house," multiple times when I'm on defense. Okay.
I don't know where that came from.
It's the confidence. Get everyone going. Like,
if you don't,
an inside joke from a book or what?
I wonder, man. The thing is, if you don't know, like, everybody on your team, pretty soon people are going to be like, "Shut up, noob." "We must protect this house. Shut up with your house."
I've had people say that to me while I'm screaming, "Stop the flag guy! Stop the flag guy!"
Every time you kill someone inside the base, go, "This is my house."
I've done that before, and they get so pissed.
He also mentions camp the bomb defense spot just out of sight of the other team. If you're lucky, you might only get a bomb armed, but no bomb planted. Yeah. No doubt. Moving on to some CTF tips. He says, don't try to get the flag alone. A group of people will be more likely to grab the flag than one guy by himself. That's kind of a noob tip, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked for me, but it's not going to work for everyone else.
That's pretty basic.
There's one way that might work, and if it's a big team battle game and you are on offense for their base on headlong and you grab the rocket and overshield, you might be able to get it and get it down on the bottom if you're going to take that route.
But just to the bottom.
Yeah, you can get it to the bottom, but if you get down to the bottom, there's a lot of contesting ways under the stairs, outside in the corner by the stairs, on the left side, up top, and outside the door. It's also, if you can get it out through there on the field, you have someone on the turret always to protect him.
Totally. He says also have all the exits sealed. For example, don't leave the top of the base wide open for your opponent to throw a flag up to you on Beaver Creek. That's the thing. That just goes to show how awesome the level designers were in Halo 2 and what a great job they did, is that there's multiple ways into the base, which is, you know, awesome for offense and sometimes problematic for defense. So this is where you got to try to do the best you can to keep all your, you know, bases covered. So
yeah.
These guys definitely knew what they were doing when they designed the game.
Yeah, I've seen people throw it out of the top of the base, and it bounced all the way down to the back where the teleporter is, and I'm like, holy crap, I never knew you could go that far with it.
Crazy, I didn't know that.
People just sit there.
Well, moving on to some Slayer tips he has. He says, first of all, stay together. The team that stays together slays together. And this is definitely true on Team Hardcore and MLG game types, because if you can combine your BR firepower, you can take them out much quicker.
Yeah, exactly.
Hardcore, if you can get spots, there's actually ways that you can win without being together. You have to have multiple stations where one person can at least see where people can spawn at or come up at, and you'd have someone be like across the way from him, and then just both of you will bring fire on him. If you sit together, they could grenade BR, or it might be a rocket launcher or something like that.
So you're saying, for instance, at any one place on the map, two people can see that place?
Yes, have multiple people seeing one spot, and then you can cover it.
That's a good point, yeah. He also mentions camping isn't all that bad once you realize how handy it can be. I agree, honestly, on that, especially on Rumble Pit. Dude, I just, like, there's certain maps, I find my camping spot, and I sit down there, cook some hot dogs, you know, pitch my tent.
Although people will call you cheaper than dirt.
Whatever, dude. It works, and it's not modding or anything. It's just sitting in a spot waiting for someone. They can do the same thing, so whatever.
Although it's almost like spawn killing without spawn mods.
It's kind of like the combo. Everyone doesn't like it, but it's so effective.
It's there,
you want to use it.
And it's just like, don't bug me about it. It's here. You might as well use it while you can.
You know when you go through on Beaver Creek, you know when you go through that teleporter, that there could be someone waiting right on the other side of the teleporter.
You know
it can happen, so you got to be prepared for it. And honestly, like, a lot of times when I go through that teleporter, I'm ready for it, and I can catch them before they catch me, but I'll sit there and camp, and I'll catch them every time. I don't understand why that works, but for some reason I can do both. So.
It doesn't work as well with grav lifts. playing a sword match with my friend once, and every time I came up, I'd get sorted before I could even lock.
Yeah, they hear that sound, and it just...
Like
a bell ringing.
Well, he stood right there, and it was head-to-head on a lockout, so I had to gank him with grenades before I could even do anything.
Yeah, if on lockout, if you go to the bottom of the lift, like right before, like there's the top parts have a split where you can jump over. Right there, if you look up on the top part, the slant before the top level comes, where you can like super jump, whatever, get up there. There's a slant on the roof. If you throw a grenade right there, it comes down right in front of the teleport, right in front of the lift. And I've used that so many times, and it gets people.
Ah, no super jumping.
Yes. Yeah. I was just gonna say, for all you noobs, Pod Tagging does not condone super jumping.
No. Okay, on to some oddball tips. He says, stay together as a group. It's much harder for an enemy to take the ball from a group of six people than it is to take it from three people. Have one or two people leave the group to scout a new area for enemies. And take one for the team. I mean, the bullets you take from the ball guy may amount to those few game-winning seconds later.
Oh, unbelievable.
I'm just realizing this is like a page and a half long.
I'm telling you, dude. That's why I'm about to move on to the next guy in just a second here. King of the Hill tips. He mentions when taking the hill, take it as a mob. Six people are much more likely to take the hill than two people are. That's a good point.
That's only when it's team hill. If it's free-for-all hill, you're pretty much screwed.
Also, remember, only one person has to be in the hill at a time. Have people get around the hill so they can scout out the area for other enemies and get them before they get to the hill.
True, that's the thing. Yeah. For the most part, if it's normal King of the Hill game, unless it's Lowball Hill or something like that. But
It's like Oddball. It's like Oddball. Like, I remember one time I had 159 and the other guy had 101. It was just like, that's how he won.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it was pretty cool, though, because... Like you said, only one person needs the time. You don't have to have everyone sitting in there and then just have them all get raped by a grenade.
Yeah. Well, last thing I have from him anyway, because there's actually plenty more, but he mentioned a general tip. Forget about the rank. Forget about the rank, guys. Live a little. Instead of worrying if this is a bad game, it'll bring your rank down. Worry if you had fun or not. He said he'd rather spend 10 games having fun and not caring about rank instead of worrying about how this game will affect my rank. And I couldn't agree more. I mean, then again, I'm not like as competitive as I used to be in this game. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and figure out every single, every single jump tactic on the map.
Button combo.
Sit there with a timer around my neck. I mean, I know other people are, and that's cool. But honestly, I play to have fun, so that's my style of play anyway.
If anyone out there does do that, and you spend more than 6 hours a week on this, send in your strategies to the Halo 3 and other games that Halo Freaks play, or the segment that's you play too much Halo 2.
No, it's cool. No, the thing is, there's a lot of people, and I can see where you guys are coming from, that are really into this. I mean, really into it. And you guys will go play 2 hours 2 hours a day with your team, and that's cool. You know, I can understand that. I just, myself, I don't have time to do it. But then again, that's why kind of in the Podtacular community, we kind of try to have a place for all your different play styles that you have. We got our pro clans that work with you guys that are serious, man. You spend all the time trying to figure out the map. You'll practice with your team a couple times a week. You're ready to move your clan rank up. You're ready to get bragging rights in Podtacular, and you're ready to get into the All-Stars and things like that. But then there's other stuff for the recreational gamers. You guys that, really don't care about levels that much. You're really more interested in just having a good time, hanging out with friends, playing some cool customs, stuff like that.
Podtacular Recreation A, B, C, and I think D now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have... There's a pro D, I know that.
Yeah, we have a rec D as well.
I'm actually going to rejoin rec. Jumped over to pro B, and I think we're just going to go back to rec.
Yeah. Well,
Before it yet.
No offense to you pro guys, seriously, because, like, I can understand where you guys are coming from. I really can. It's just everybody has different play styles, that's all.
Yeah. Right. I was in pro D with Sam and a lot of other guys.
Yeah. Cool. Sammer's a good guy, man.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
I think Pat Moose Phillip.
Yeah, man. He's hanging out at his igloo right now, listening to Podtacular. He's in Canada.
Yep. Crazy Canadian up there in an igloo with his pet Purple Moose Phillip.
Pet Purple Moose Phillip. Dang, man.
Get all the stories straight from every single podcast that mentions him.
Yeah, really?
Yep. He'll be the legend like Paul Bunyan with his purple Steve, whatever. He'll have his little purple moose.
babe.
Like, yep. Yep,
babe. All right, come on, get focused, come on.
Yeah.
All right, on to Crimson Sorcerer 92, who says, instead of switching from a plasma pistol to a BR, he suggests you wield a magnum and a plasma pistol at the same time. This combo is only better in small maps, of course, such as Lockout and Warlock. He only uses this because he is good with close-up headshots and it kills faster. He still recommends that you carry a BR at all times. I agree on small maps, definitely.
Yeah,
I would go with speed down.
I think some people are different. Some people, even on small maps, they can handle the BR. And I think that's where you pros out there that are awesome at this really come in. Because you guys are, like, headshot masters. You got, like, the magnetic thumbs where you can just, like, aim at a freaking headshot like nothing else.
Sniper. You got to make sure you have someone get a request to him for a pro clan. He should not be in a wreck. He puts headshots too well for that.
Right on, man. And, so some of you guys, like, you know, you're in a BR, you're zoomed in, you have this sixth sense that someone's coming up behind you, so you, like, zoom out and BXYYBRR, and you, like, bust them out, and then you're on to the next guy, man. Right on. Good for you guys.
Lost after that.
I just made it up, dude.
That's why I should be in
real. You're like, BXYY.
I got lost after I think a B.
Yeah, I totally just made that whole thing up.
That's why I should be in rack.
That'd be funny if that actually worked, though. I just, like, made it up on the spur of the moment. It's like, oh, that's a great tip.
It's a good thing you were actually recording this. We'll have to go into a custom game and see what happens.
Yeah, really.
Watch it be like some god mode cheat that they didn't pick any of the guests.
That'd be crazy.
Fly.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, moving on to one from Ripper Skills real quick. Here's a tip when playing neutral flag in Halo 2. When your team has the flag, have your flag carrier hide until your team has taken over the area where the flag spawns. And when you're sure the flag area is clear, have your flag carrier capture and then repeat the process. To add on, this is especially helpful for Sanctuary neutral CTF.
I agree with that.
Well, it depends. Hardcore, you cannot see the flag when it is dropped. So I tend to just hide the flag somewhere and have someone be able to contest it, and it works pretty well. Because if there's a guy holding the flag, that's one less person that can shoot people.
Cool. Okay, well, let's move on to some noob tips here for the very new to Halo 2 people among us. We got one from Chase who says, hold X before you go on over a gun. So he says, hold X before you go on a gun, so right when you land on it, you will grab it. Most hoobs won't know this. The older players should know this. Thank you, Chase. Might want to work on that spelling.
Two things. First of all, yeah, spell. Spell check. It's a pretty common thing on most internet everything, emails. And noobs out there, you should listen to this because it decreases the quality of our games.
No, seriously, though, that is a good tip for, like, noobs that are just starting out. Because sometimes you're like, you'll run over, and as you're running over, you hit an X, and you run past it, and you're like, I just ran right past this gun, didn't pick it up, what the heck, you know?
Yeah.
No clue.
Figure that one out. On to Mike1224, who says, if someone is charging you with a sword, if you have shotgun, pull it right before the swordsman slashes you, and just shoot them in the head with your shotgun.
That can be hard if they jump, though.
Yeah, that is very hard.
Yeah, so that might not be so much as a that might not be so much a noob tip as it should be a general tip. But for noobs, just the shotgun has a hit percentage. The closer you are, the better, the more damage it's going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless you're host.
Which you can shotgun someone from across the map.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, oh, I see you over there. Boom.
Why doesn't anyone say noob tips about being host?
Yeah,
because I don't like manipulating hosts and all that crap. But, like, if you're, like, sitting in a corner with a shotgun on your host and you're just, like, firing randomly and just killing everyone, awesome.
Painkill and Salmonator still have pretty a tweet about that free-for-all back.
Pretty much.
Episode 30.
Yeah. Well, he said, here's another one. When you're trying to kill someone using the Warthog and they're moving, don't go head-on into them. Go a little past them and then turn towards them and press L to slide. This is way harder for them to jump away from the vehicle. It's still powerful enough to splatter. And basically, it's talking about doing a power slide and sliding sideways into them so that you have more of your width exposed on the vehicle. Yeah. You know, and, like, power drift into them.
Splattered Spartans underneath your feet.
That is hard to do, though. You have to have some speed.
Yeah.
Episode 51.
Okay, past the inside jokes and moving on to TS Dark Savage.
Sorry, everyone.
Who says, sidestepping and moving while shooting, or even when meleeing with your weapon, is huge to winning the low shield battles and staying alive more in a game. Emphasis on BR. Definitely. For you noobs out there, dude, sidestep while you're firing, back and forth randomly. And don't jump.
You couldn't do it in Halo 1. You can strafe in Halo 2. That's the technical term for it. And strafing is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It dodges the sword really well. I don't know why, but if you go around in like a circle-ish pattern, like go pulling sideways, you'll end up going like a circle. The sword guy misses two or three times before he actually hits you if you do it right.
Yeah. I always wondered about that.
It's a good thing to practice.
It's crazy.
It never worked for me.
Well, moving on to map of the month for Midship here. Like I said, guys, took a little bit to get here, but we had some pretty good general tips along the way, I think. So, good stuff. Getting started on this here, we'll start off with some Team Slayer or FFA Slayer tips. And starting off with one from Nightfire XL, who says, get the battle rifle. It's found under both bases next to the grav list. It can come in so handy at longer close range. Basically, you want to go for the BR and sword, and then you'll win. It's always helpful to kill people with the BR and not the sword if you have both. If the guy knows that you have the sword, he'll back away from you and try to stick you. All you have to do is let him back away and then pull out your BR and waste him. Another thing is that the explosive containers come in real handy. If you see a guy with a sword coming at you, try to chuck a grenade there near the explosive. And if you time it right, he'll dash and pay no attention to the explosive and slash at you. After it kills you, you'll blow up, and if you're really lucky, you'll survive the blast and he won't.
Yeah. That's one of the things about this map that you can really like. In most Slayer variants and most free-for-all variants, you start out with plasma grenades, and you can stick just about anything in there that moves.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can, you're really good.
Right. And naturally, people are going to talk a lot about the basic advantages of this map, so they're going to be talking about stickies and such, and grab the sword and things like that. So,
I'd say there's more combo involved with this. If you have combo or both BRs, you pretty much have the map. Let them have the sword; they won't get close enough to you to get it to use it. Actually,
That's cool.
Nice.
Exifist writes in saying the large disc over the center that the sword is just above can be used as a giant trampoline if you time your jumps on it right. That's pretty cool. He says just jump up and down until you get a great jump. Dude, that's awesome. I've never tried that. I'll try that now.
I've never tried that.
It works really, really well when you have the flag, because if you jump normally, you have to like drop it to get it in the base. If you do that, you can jump right in the base with the flag and just score it yourself.
Nice. Wow. Well, he says...
I'm a noob.
Apparently you are.
I've never heard of these.
Man. Well, he says get the BRs in this map, like that. Like I said, if your team controls both BRs, Marksman just said here, you can control the other team completely because most people aren't smart enough to use the carbine against you. For CTF, when you steal the flag but know you'll die soon, instead of throwing it into the middle, throw it to the side with a carbine on it because it's easier to recover and score this way. Why is it easier to recover over there?
The little platform above it where the carbine is, you can contest from there, or you can have someone jump down, throw it up, you catch it, and you can just start throwing it toward your base that way.
So how is that different from the opposite side?
Opposite side, there is nothing to really contest on unless you want to go all the way up to where the needler is.
Okay.
Also, if you're down there, the combo's down there. You can grab a plasma pistol, have someone sit right in front of your door and just shoot, like, right above that little thing on the bottom. There's a little platform you can stand on. Someone can combo you, no problem from there, and just waste upon you.
Dang. Okay. Jeez. Well, when you go up one of the mini-lift things in the bases and you know someone's following you, throw a plasma at the ground where you are about to land. That way, when you land and run forward, the other guy will fly straight into your grenade. Little tip on this one, be careful on the timing.
Yeah.
Because if you throw it too early, you're going to land around and blow up, and that guy will be like, what an idiot.
I've actually had someone do that. He comes down right in front of it, throws a grenade on the ground. And he landed right there. It bounced up and it stuck himself on the foot. So he started walking away with a grenade on himself.
Awesome.
Laugh at him.
Don't teabag grenades.
Like, he's like, what are you laughing at? I was like, he just blows up.
That's great.
Oh, God.
Okay, it says noob it up. This map is best for the noob combo. Just get it and camp at the top of the ramps right above the plasma pistol. People are often fighting on sides, and you can just clean them up and get easy kills. This method has won him many games.
I no longer like this guy. He stole my phrase.
That's the whole thing on that map. Combo.
Of course, they try to take it off now.
Yeah, unless it's a rumble pit game, which I don't know if they have any on that map, but
or it's duels.
If it is, you're gonna want to use dual plasma rifles beatdown, combo beatdown, or if it's not, use a sword if it's not team duels, or a shotgun if it's a rumble pit game, because you'll get more kills that way.
Remember that the plasma pistol is not a power weapon, so it respawns periodically. Also, I think there's two of them.
Yeah,
two of them.
Isn't there one on each side?
I think there's only one, right?
There's one under the neither side next to three frag grenades.
Maybe I've just run around the map too much.
You're getting dizzy, man.
Going in circles.
Circular map.
Saw this over there, didn't I?
Go rot.
On to Unsheathed, who says, 4-shot plus 1 whack equals hot cup of ownage. If you're playing Team Slayer on midship, a good thing to remember is that 4 shots from the plasma rifle and 1 running melee will kill. If you're going up against a sword, pair of plasma rifles and keep taunting the sword as he rushes after you. Although the dual plasma rifles aren't as good as dual SMGs, the plasma rifles will get takedown on the sword.
Yep.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
Also, it can take a 3 or 2 shot. I think it might be 2 shot. I know it's 3 shot. You can 3-shot someone, jump up and hit him on the head, and it will still get him.
Cool. Right on. Well, Chemo23 says it will probably be said 100 times this episode, and you're right, Chemo, but get the sword. The shotgun, in his opinion, is actually less useful in Team Slayer than, say, maybe a good combo. Always travel in a pack, but be sure not to be killed by 1 or 2 grenades.
Yeah.
That's a whole stack of them here. If you start with a battle rifle, be sure to concentrate your fire on 1 or 2 people at a time. If you do this, you're unstoppable. If you have the sword, he mentions, don't get cocky. You can't take on a whole team by yourself. Get 1 or 2 people to guard you.
Layman's terms, avoid grenades. Throw them at people that aren't the same color as you.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah.
Frag grenades do so much damage on this map, you just wouldn't have the chance to know because a lot of people don't go for them.
It's a dark map, and they're totally black. You can barely see them.
And also, when people go hide under the bases, you can get grenades in there pretty well and
gank them out of there.
Just destroy them.
All right. Well, we got one from Clown X who says, first of all, never stop moving. This will help you. Also, when you're in the flag area and you want to not get shot in a firefight, drop down below the platform and come right back up. They'll follow you, and when you're back up, plant the flag or grab the bomb or oddball or more kills. He mentions plasma grenades are your best friends. Throw them all the time. Definitely. They are mostly silent, so you can freak people out, rack up the kills. Another common mistake, actually, is to travel alone on such a small map. Don't. He's not even going to explain that. Also, never go for the sword. It's funny. Last one, go for the sword. Get the sword. This one, don't ever go for the sword.
It.
Yeah. He says you're a sitting duck unless you're really good, or a painkiller, and you mod. all the time.
True.
Are you sure this wasn't submitted by Salmonator?
Possibly.
Clownex, secret name in there.
The only good time to go up there is if you're kamikazing to the flag bomb spot. Then it's a great idea. Actually, never go to the middle in the first place. It can be hell in the top and bottom area. I don't know. I kind of disagree with most of his stuff there. I mean, the sword is obviously powerful if you use it right. If you're not working together as a team to be able to, you know, make sure the sword guy doesn't get killed from, like, double teamed. If you get sword guy, it's double teamed. He's potential to get wiped out. So you got to watch for that.
Yeah, but
no one
there's
likes
all
the sword.
Some people will go kamikaze and they'll grab that sword. And if they start getting BR'd, plasma rifled, all that, what they first do is they're like, oh, I'm going to die. But a smart idea is go and jump off the side and throw it into your base before you die so your teammates will have it. And it actually works pretty well. And it's kind of funny because the other team are like, oh, well, now we got to kill that guy too.
I actually don't get to play CTF too much. I'm usually stuck with Assault or Oddball.
Yeah, Oddball's fun. Assault's hard.
Assault's not that hard. It's actually easier than... Capture the flag because, like, Capture the flag, you actually have to get in there and run back out. Assault, you just have to run in there and leave it.
But the spawn time in assault is 3 seconds. Spawn time and capture the flag is 10. Makes a big difference for that. They'll throw grenades in and just get you. And it gets kind of annoying after a while because it's such a small map.
Yeah, for midship, but it's like if you're on a map with containment for this, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
big difference between containment and midship right there.
Yeah, I'd say about 40 midships and containment, maybe.
Exactly.
Too late for me without coffee. All right.
Well, Random Hero 44 says, have one team member retrieve the sword. It's vital to get the sword, or it will be hard to win. Awesome, man. That's great. We got three right in a row that say three opposite things. If you have it, the game should go fast. Also, have one guy get the carbine and the others meet in one of the rooms on either side of the bridge. Have your whole team camp out in the same room. This way your team spawns in there. Have the sword guy crouch in the corner of the room to sneak up on the enemy when they enter the room, and have the guy with the carbine snipe the other team. Some people guard the ramps in the room on both sides, and some guard the grab lift. The number of people guarding depends on the number of players in your team. Be cautious, though. Keep behind some cover. It's easy to be sniped from across the way. Look out for incoming grenades from below, sides, and across the map. The other team can easily get a kill tactic with one grenade if you're not careful. He said he's won games 50 to 10 using this strategy in 5 minutes or less. If nothing else, get the sword and pwn the crap out of the other teams.
Yep. Wouldn't it be wicked funny if, like, the next tip said, hey, I found a glitch to blow the sword off the map for good.
I know. Everything's sword, sword, sword.
Well, I agree with most of it. But one problem is he says hide in one of the rooms. Make sure one of the rooms is not the one with the two explosive core things sitting in it.
Yeah, really.
A couple problems with that one.
That's like hiding a closet full of TNT. All right, guys, turn out the lights.
Well, so you see
hand me a
little...
match, will ya?
I can't see. Give me your lighter.
Yeah.
It's not going to work too well. Got one from Tollbooth Willie, who says there are many strategies used for midship. The most important one is to learn how to stick. This is the most important thing on this map. Also, you should try to get sword or shotgun, since the map is so small. Even throwing random grenades can kill multiple opponents. There's that sword again. Got one from Legend RKO, who says one guy has to go to the bottom floor to get BR, one go to the sword as essential. It's essential for winning the game. Another guy gets noob combo and heads to the top floor to cover the guy getting sword. Lastly, the carbine, just as good as the BR, only takes 7 shots of carbine in the head for a kill in less than 5 seconds. So noob combo, sword, carbine, and BR are the most powerful weapons. If you do not, your team does not have any of these weapons, at least you have good old faithful plasma rifle fire, like 5 shots of melee of those, or if you're a pro, stick them. Definitely.
Mind if I do the next one?
Go for it.
Because it's mine.
Oh, please do.
Okay. I sent this in and it didn't read my name right. So my tip was go for the battle rifles or the carbines. They're the best weapons, or some of the best weapons here. Because most, if you're not fighting close range, you're fighting medium. There aren't any instances where you'd need the sniper on this map. Also, if you can manage, go for the dual wield needlers. Cause, or the quad wield if Pod TV is gracious enough to show us how to do that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dual-wielding needlers can be really good as long as you are on even ground or above someone because they can't avoid the needlers as easily here.
That's cool.
Yeah, battle rifles and carbines, I'd say okay with. The dual needlers, I'd say yikes. You have to be pretty close to someone to get a lot of those things in them to get them. If they're far away, they'll just dodge it. Or if they're above, they'll just probably walk behind a wall because there's so many walls in this level. You'll most likely miss.
Good point.
But like I've like shot people with needlers and actually killed them because I've just pumped them with it from one side of the map to the other on the very top platform while they were.
It really works well for the sword because when sword guys come at you, he most likely runs straight and jumps in the air. You can destroy him with the needlers because he's running a straight line, pretty close. You can get him.
Yeah.
Cool.
Best weapon combos here would probably be either the plasma pistol BR or needlers and BR.
Yeah.
Or plasma rifle and BR.
Yeah.
BR.
Did we say BR already? Well, we got one from Nova345, and let's close out these Team Slayer tips. He says his tips for midship is to always try to go for the shotgun first. Screw the sword. You'll get to the shotgun first anyway, and then have an even matchup against the sword if someone gets it. Then get a carbine or battle rifle, like we just said. You'll be set the entire game if you're skilled with them. He says, I believe the carbine is one of the most helpful weapons on the map. And if you can't grab either, always just dual wield with another plasma rifle. You can't go wrong.
Yep.
If you have host, let the host have the shotgun. It would go a bit easier.
Yeah.
Just a little advantage. It'll just help him. You'll get sword fast.
That's true. I mean, heck, you know, obviously, like, we're not into manipulating to get host or any of that crap, or using the host to your technical advantage with your lagging people or any of that. But I mean, if you can see that your host or that someone on your team is host, why not just give them the shotgun and let them deal with it? Because, dude, I hate shotgun really because of that problem. Because I know I fire before them, and yet they still kill me first. It's like when you fire and then they fire and you get killed first, you're like, how am I supposed to time this if the timing is different depending on whether I'm host or not? You know?
Have you ever had that? Wait, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Seriously. Whatever. Being polite.
No, you first.
If you've ever had it where you hit someone, and you hit them again, and it doesn't kill them after two shots, and they hit you twice and you die, I've had that so many times, and it makes me so mad that it just ends up happening. And we're the same weapon, same ground level, they don't jump or anything. And you just hit each other twice, he doesn't die, and he knocks you out completely. It just starts to annoy you after a while. You're like, what's wrong? What am I doing wrong to not kill them?
It drives me up a wall and across the ceiling when I pump six shells into someone from, like, 3 feet away, and they kill you from one at the same distance.
Yeah, no kidding. We'll move on to some CTF and assault tips here, and we're starting to wrap this up here. Got one from Chemo23, who says, got a CTF classic tip. A really good strategy that has proved to be very effective for him is this one. Have one person get to the other team's flag. Of course. Awesome strategy. All right, next tip. No, just kidding. Have another person move on top of the teeter-totter and have the person with the flag jump and throw it to him. That person then throws it to the person at your base. You should have two people at your base at the time. One guarding the other will catch the flag thrown by the person on the teeter-totter. Teeter-totter, it's awesome. I never heard it called that before. Teeter-totter.
Yeah, I thought it was called the grav lift platform or something.
Yeah.
Something. Teeter-totter's cool.
I've never screamed that out in the middle of a CTF. Go for the teeter-totter.
Well, you're already on like the the Ferris wheel or something, the carousel, where you're getting dizzy and everything, running around midship.
Yeah.
Get on the. It's a playground. Midship is basically a.
There you go, man.
Yeah, when Decidus and Xanzus were in charge of the Pod TV thing a while ago, we actually had filmed that place and we did that strategy. But the part of it, the throwing the flag to the teeter totter thing, it is a very hard throw, and you have to time that very right to get that person to be able to catch it. And he has to be standing on the edge of that teeter totter.
So Lone Banana Phone says, as an awkward way of going about getting the flag on CTF, the point is to bull rush the flag at the start of the game. Get the shoddy if possible, mainly stay together and get in at the same time. The plus is that if anyone dies, they'll be spawned back at their side of the map ready to defend it from attackers. It's pretty cool. With all four people rushing the flag, it's often easier than one might think to capture it. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty much any game type, right? Rush with everyone.
Yeah, I've noticed on big maps for like assault or something that your whole team will like get in the base though and rush them, and you'll take most of them all out. You'll arm the bomb, and all you guys will like be okay and get out. And then you notice, well, they just spawned outside their base. They're gonna beat you to your bomb. They're gonna beat you to there. They have their bomb like right outside the base or anything.
Yeah.
And they're gonna beat you to your base, and you're like, well, this sucks. You can't catch them no matter what.
Yeah.
Unless the bomb guy's like really slow, he could throw it and be faster than your whole team.
Yeah.
So you want to have at least like one or two guys die with the bomb so they can protect the base back there.
Makes sense. Well, on to one from the guy 42 who says, be fast when you have the flag. It's such a small map that it's almost impossible to hide from your enemies. Many people just try to go straight through the middle, which is fast, but not always the best way. He suggests having one person wait on top of the sword spawn flippy thingy, the teeter-totter.
we're about to make a list of all the names we get for this.
I know, man.
Excite him.
I'll just call it the flippy-totter. And have a have a teammate toss it to them. Here we go again. Have the person on the flippy thing toss it into your base or jump into the doohickey mabobber. No, jump in from the side of the ledge and in front of the base. And just be careful when tossing the flag around not to have it return to the other team if touch return is on.
Oh, you throw the flag down the bottom. There's a guy just like running across and it just hits me. And he's like, "Well, I'll return the flag. Cool."
He's like, "Sweet, thanks." So he says,
"God."
Yeah, totally. He says,
so confusing.
He says, "Pro E represent right there."
No, wrong. Boo.
Last I heard, Rec Aid been beating all the pro clans in Clan Match.
Oh, that was a while back. It turns out, you know, the Rec clans, they get a good level. They get it dropped back down by other people playing Clan Matches.
They started,
so,
like, calling me, like, every 2 hours saying, "Clan Match, Clan Match." It's just like, I'm not going to come and play a clan match with you. This is a Rec clan.
Yeah, really, man. If you guys are going for clan levels, definitely get into pro clan, man, because, you know, you're going to get up to 17 and then you're going to get dropped down. You're going to be like, "You noobs, what are you doing? No more people allowed to play clan matches." And that's why we actually switched to this format in the first place. So
if the rec clans get above the pro clans, there's something wrong.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So pro clans, if you see that happening, man, you better get on those guys. Be like, "All right, suckers, bring it on.
Start playing."
Totally.
Yep.
Well, on to King of the Hill, and I don't think we have any territories tips right here, because it doesn't get played that much. But back to one from Chemo23 again, who says, "Team Crazy King, the most common mistake a team can make while playing this is having multiple people in the hill at once. The time does not increase at a higher rate if you have more people in it on a normal King of the Hill game, so those people should be protecting the player occupying the hill. One of the hardest places to keep the hill is up on the blue ramps opposite the pink room, and you will get shot from every direction. So only have one person in the hill at a time. When the other team rushes to the hill, then you get them and get back in the hill."
Yeah, I mostly agree with that, I guess. But you don't get too many crazy kings or any really...
not on midship.
Territories, on midship. It's just...
Yeah, it's kind of a random
map and stuff.
Kind of a random game type on that, but oh well.
For clan match, I've actually played midship a decent amount of times with King of the Hill, and it'll go all over the place, and it's kind of good to be prepared for it and have BR it's ready and stuff, but otherwise, you shouldn't worry about it too much.
Right on.
Mind if I take care of Sniper, because he's my homeboy?
Go right ahead.
Sweet. Sniper Evo86 with a King of the Hill tip says, "Wait for them to get to the hill, then all charge in from different ways. Then once captured, have each member guard a different entrance or exit on the outside of the hill, and do not go in the open, stay against the walls."
Good, yeah.
Somewhat.
Basically just wait for them to go in towards the center so you can get them from multiple directions, I would think.
Yeah, and about what Chemo23 said, like, last about it doesn't help when more people are in the hill at a time. That would be a crazy kind of game if your time would go up by how many people you would have in the hill. That should be, like, a new kind of game type.
I think there is an option for that, actually.
Just be, like, insane king.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there is an option.
Weird.
But, don't flame me if I'm wrong. Don't be, like, sending me... I'm going to get all these emails now. "No, there isn't. No, there's no option for that. I hate your guts, Fumo Jive.
You're wrong.
I'll never listen to you again. You guys are noobs."
I heard me in Sharp Chat. We thought we were going to get so much hate mail because we were like, "Yeah, the PS2 is somewhere around the PS360. And just like, we are so just going to get swamped.
And where will we send that hate mail to exactly?
Yeah, send your hate mail into podtacketer@gmail.com, and we will put it in our inbox, which is also known as our trash bin.
Yeah.
Or send it to the site, thenewpodtacketer.com.
Yeah, don't send it there, because we don't want to have to clear out all your freaking forum posts and everything.
Yeah. Send it to wedonotcare.net.
Yeah.
We'll get back to you soon.
Send it to...
Awesome site right there.
Send it to fumosgonnastuffyou.com.
Man, you guys buying all these domains? That's nice of you. Wow, cool.
Yeah.
We'll have to.
Well, how's my driving's license plate? Call 1-800-something.
Yeah, really? Well, on to some oddball tips. I don't think we have any Juggernaut tips. Who would, I don't know, who would play Juggernaut on this map anyway?
Juggernaut on midship.
I don't know.
Besides hide and seek.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, hide and seek, yeah. Hide and seek's kind of fun in this map sometimes.
Custom, but...
You want a fast hide and seek game right there.
Yeah, yeah, really.
Unless you got a newbie Juggernaut who doesn't know anything.
There's some kind of cool hiding spots there, though.
You know? Yeah, a lot of them are, like, point blank. Oh, well, everyone's going to go on top of that little castle spot where the Needler is. Everyone's just going to sit up there. Let's just grenade that whole place.
I know, if you can get some stickies up there.
Yeah.
Basically, if you're ever playing a Juggernaut, just randomly swing your weapon around. Who knows, you might actually get to be the Juggernaut. Got these invincible Juggernauts with damage resistance, overshield, active camo, extra damage, infinite ammo.
Dreadnought, I played that a couple days ago. I couldn't stand it. I was like, who would play this? This sucks.
It was on midship, and we couldn't see the guy, and he actually got a kill tacular on six of us.
He's invincible. I was like, wow. We were just fun.
Yeah, sometimes the Juggernaut can just get a little out of control.
And someone just got, like, a random sword swing and killed him.
Well, we had played, like, some kind of, I don't know what it was, like, action replay game type, and, like, the respawn time was instant. And there was this one guy on this one team versus me, and I had 7 Kilimanjaros because he'd spawn in his base every, like, 1 second. I'd shoot him in the face. It's like, Kilimanjaro. I'm like, this is pretty cool.
It's like X-ray vision on, laser beam eyeballs on.
Yeah.
Dang it. I can't kill him.
Played a game with Sniper once, and he used action replay, just not for matchmade games. And he had this game called Mods or something, and it had, like, every single symbol there was, and they were, like, there were, like, these two tapping thumbsticks, and they were really distracting.
Yeah. I've seen that.
Looking down at them.
Yeah, it goes up and down. It's like, what the heck is this?
And you're, like, you're looking down at them while you're getting shot, and you're just like, stop moving!
Nice. Well, let's see. On to, we got one from G Blaine for Oddball here. He says, for team ball, get the ball and sit in one of the bases. As people come at you, drop down behind the base. If they follow you, jump up on the lift. Repeat this as long as you can. Dude, this works for any map that has one of these lifts like this. It works for Lockout. Yeah. It works for this. It works for, what else? A bunch of them, really.
Coagulation, if you play a team ball game on there. That's custom, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
A little lift in the base. Run around in circles, I guess.
Yeah, that's really useful, though, I mean, on Oddball. Because, I mean, you can't track up and down very as quickly as you can from left to right, so...
Yeah. I was watching a Red vs. Blue yesterday, some of the newer episode things, and he's like, he's at the base, he's like, we got a hole, and he's like, we got a hole, that's awesome! And he's like, I'm getting the hole, you're a prisoner, and he hits him down there, and he dies.
Pops back,
like,
up through the gravelin.
Yeah, he's like, wee! He's like, what? Get down the hole, he hits him again, he's like, wee! He cuts up the lift again. And you're like, what?
And
what's going on?
You realize they must have had like 16 people down there, just all in the same armor.
It's so funny.
Nice.
Oh, God.
Well, moving on to the random tip of the week. We got one from Sergeant Coco, who apparently loves Weezer. I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah, yeah.
But he says, in Super Mario 4, you can use your hat as a weapon. Yes.
Wrong word.
Podcast, buddy.
Super Mario 64. 64, it's the game.
What'd I say? Super Mario 4?
Yeah.
Nice. Super Mario 4!
For DS and for Nintendo 64 for you old school people.
Awesome.
Wrong podcast, buddy.
Yeah. Go to any star past number 1 and get your hat stolen by the big bird that was carrying the star. And this also works in Halo 2, by the way. You can usually find him near the pink bomb bombs pillar. And then go punch or kick him. Just punch or kick, just jump on the bird without getting the hat. Next, go to the palm tree. Near the, freaking just use your hat as a weapon. Take your hat off, throw it.
Or do you want a random tip? I got one for Animal Crossing Wild World for DS, you know.
Okay. Is it like grabbing the peaches of the person that's not there and planting them and growing a peach tree?
Female.
Quiet. Okay. You go to someone's town in this, and it's really fun because you can type to them and stuff. We go to their town, and we're like, act friends, you know, hey, what's up, talk to them. And then when they're unexpected, they say, I gotta go to the bathroom. Like, I don't know, someone else we know. But when they say that, and they come back, make sure you chop down all their trees with the golden axe. And to get the golden axe, you have to get a scallop to Pascal when he comes to your town. Only comes to your town once a month, so watch out for him when he comes.
Golden Axe. Dude, yep. That's awesome. Can you, like, unlock a minigame and go play the Sega Genesis version of Golden Axe and be, like, the dwarf or the warrior or the Valkyrie and, like, go out there and be like, oh, whoa, superpower. That's an awesome game.
Hell, I wish you could. I have. We only get to cut down trees with it, but, you know, that'd be much cooler.
Oh, yeah.
I have a quick random tip for life. Stay away from World of Warcraft or you will wake up a month after you started playing, finding yourself having no friends, failing every class, and being single.
Wow, sounds like it comes from a little experience there, buddy.
Yeah, I was going to say, you must know from first-hand experience here.
I wish. I don't care. Yeah.
Well, you probably don't wish, yeah. I wish I didn't have that experience.
Good point.
Well, that's the show, guys. Wrapping it up here. You can tune in next week for the Customs and Collins show, where we play back the month's voicemails, reveal some cool custom games, and tell tales from the foxhole, which are stories from Halo 2 games. It's really awesome stuff, so you'll have to check that out.
Yeah, and you can send your tips, strategies, custom games, web resources, news, and Halo 3 wishlists, tales from the foxhole, and MP3 segments to podtacular@gmail.com. And we actually ask for different stuff every week. You can check it out and send it in at thenewpodtacular.com.
Yeah.
And remember, the clearer your submitted tips are, the less they will be changed. Don't use internet slang like no capitalization, weird acronyms, leet speak, oh, you're a modding hacksaw, something like that.
I don't even know what a hacksaw means. What is that? I know it's a hacker, that's it.
That's about it. And please, don't send in stuff we've already covered. If you can help it. If you can't, don't worry about it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. You can also call our listener voicemail line at 206-888-HALO.
Yeah, and as usual, thanks to Freak in a Box for editing the show and to Jew Blaine for editing the pre-show notes.
Right on.
And shout out to Shu Jables at chloroformparty.com. Cool podcast.
Right on. So that's it, guys. Until next time, I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I'm your guest host, Phantom Get.
And I'm the second guest host, Marksman 911.
And before we quit, go listen to my podcast, 360talk.blogspot.com.
Yeah, dude, I totally... Cool
podcast.
I almost forgot there, yeah. 360 Talk, like Phantom Get hosts that with another guy
Sharp
there.
Sharp Shot 15.
Yeah, and what's Juice's podcast? Halo LimeWire, is that it?
Halo LiveWire and...
LiveWire, yeah. Right. It's HaloLiveWire.com, and I know Juice is... I don't know. He's one of the hosts or co-hosts, and they have that on Blogger, and it's a cool new podcast they have, too.
Right on.
Also, G. Lewis runs Game Talk, and Tollbooth Willie runs Podtacular Pro D Clancast.
There's just tons of them now, huh?
Yeah, it's all because of you guys. You inspired us all.
Right on, man. Glad you guys are getting into it. Pretty cool. Yeah. All right, guys. We'll see you next time. In the meantime, keep on fragging trucks.
Keep on fragging trucks with little frags in the back of the trucks that go off when you... I don't know. I'm lost.
Don't frag the Escalade. Ride that. Those are cool.
I'm done.
Especially if you have spinners.
Yeah, man.
No fragging the spinners.
Have the underglow, man. Have the underglow. Red underglow.
That'd be a fun mod.
Yeah. Make the Warthog look like an Escalade with underglow on it. Submit this.
Pimped out Escalade. Open the door and... Master Chief steps out.
Holy crap. Find the modders. Where are they? They need to make that for
us. We need you guys this once.
Yes. You got the booming stereo that like has the distance. Like you get closer, it starts booming up. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And doing the Numa Numa song. Oh, God.
Awesome. All right, guys.
Ended.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
Goodbye, everybody.
See ya.
Peace out.
Well, you guys, I gotta call an edit. I gotta pee so bad, I'm gonna freaking explode over here.
You're in the back. I told you, the water did it.
We all knew this was coming. Oh, man. we might as well take this chance ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. If we get back, don't talk. I gotta go to the bathroom, too.
There's only one thing left to say. Dun 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 dun.
Hello, I'm back from peeing. Come back.